Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. Please join me on my Hay House radio show, Flourish, Wednesday mornings on www.hayhouseradio.com, where I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. For more details about my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website at www.drnorthrup.com or join me on Facebook, Dr. Christiane Northrup. Hidden sugar in foods. My wake-up call about hidden sugar in foods was reading Jorge Cruz's book, The Belly Fat Cure. Now, I had been a fan of low glycemic eating for many years. Low glycemic means eating foods that do not raise your blood sugar quickly. And that's a very healthy way to eat. A glycemic index is actually a measure of how quickly your blood sugar goes up after eating a certain food. So brown rice has a low glycemic index, and the glycemic index of a food is determined by how much the food is processed. So for instance, a red bliss potato that you roast in the oven until it's just tender has a much lower glycemic index than instant mashed potatoes that you would buy in a supermarket and then prepare. However, what Cruz's book points out is that sugar is added to everything, even those foods that you consider low glycemic. So I went to the store and I looked at spaghetti sauce, prepared spaghetti sauce, and I was shocked by the amount of sugar in prepared spaghetti sauce, which has a moderate glycemic index. 1/2 cup of some kinds of spaghetti sauce have 13 grams of sugar, and Cruz recommends no more than 15 grams per day, a figure that he came up with based on the diet that humans have had for most of human history until the last 100 years or so. Now, for some people, you can consume more than 15 grams of sugar and be okay. For others, you really have to keep the level low. What you do to deal with this is start reading labels, and I want you to know you will be shocked, particularly in the cereal aisle. If you've got kids and you're listening to this, go to the cereal aisle and look at the box, at the amount of sugar that is added to breakfast cereals. As I've said, you might as well be mainlining heroin in your kids, because sugar is that addictive. It's an opiate. It increases a sense of well-being, but then you need more and more to get the same effect. As with salt, you can train yourself to like less sugar in your diet, but you don't need to give up sweetness. There are some wonderful non-caloric, no-sugar sweeteners available, my favorite being stevia. And then there's also the talls, the sugar alcohols, which I'll talk about on another podcast. For now, though, your goal is to simply start reading labels and then decrease your sugar accordingly. You'll replace it with wonderful fruits and vegetables that will begin to taste fantastic. And I want you to know, once you look at the amount of sugar in, say, a brownie, my former favorite dessert, you're motivated to not eat it because there's just too much sugar in it. All righty, get your sweetness elsewhere. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.